Well, it'd generally turn them.
Yeah. Besides the barn, Mr. Charlie, did you maybe have a place where you would milk the cows outside?
Yeah, we used to, you know, always keep a shed where you could milk them up because times, you know, maybe be raining or something, you know.
Yeah.
Now, we never did, two was about as much as we'd ever have at one time. All you needed. I never did, after we got started housekeeping, I always thought it better to try to have one good cow and two or three that didn't give much milk. And I'd buy some pretty good stuff, you know, for milk. And then we could raise some pretty good stuff from that. So we've had plenty of cows. One cow would give all the milk we could possibly use, you know.
Yes, sir.
And New Jersey or a part of, well, no, I didn't know like the Holstein much.
Holstein? Oh, yeah.
No, it was Gunger. Jersey and Gunger was kind of, and then I used to have a cow they call a Red Pole. That was a red cow.
Yeah.
Muley stock. I loved them. They was the most honest cattle you ever saw. And they was real easy handle. Call them Red Pole.
My grandpa raised Pole Herefords.
He did?
Yeah. Boy, he's proud of them cattle, too.
Now, just see, this extra owner, that's a cross, isn't it? You're talking about Pole?
Yeah.
Or some cross, you know.
Yeah, there's a cross between a Hereford and another cow in it. I forgot what it is. I think maybe...
It's a white face, I believe.
Yeah, right? White face Hereford.
Yeah. Oh, them was good cattle, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, they raise real well on kind of clay land, red clay land where we are from around there. But now I notice y'all got some of them real mean cattle here, them Brownies.
Yeah. Yeah.
We used to never get out in the field where them were.
No, I never did have none of them. Never wanted them.
Tell you what.
I want to tell you about a kind of fence. I don't guess that'd mean anything to you. The adjoining parish, it's the Ascension Parish right south of us down here, you see, the Ascension. And that was a hardwood country and more cypress possibly than we had here. My wife was from that parish. I used to go down there, you know, good eel. Her people, there's some of them down there.
Yes.
We'd go down there, horse and buggy, cross down what I call Port Benson. And I guess I'm sure they're all gone now. But they used to have some fence there that I seen quite a bit of. That it just taken a lot of, looked to me like a lot of work to build. Their post would be about 8 inches wide this way, turning the way the fence is going. You know the wide way?
Yes, sir.
Maybe 4 inches thick. And they'd mortise them things like that. It was a cypress. I'm talking about cypress. And they'd have their puncheons. They'd be out of cypress. And they'd put them things in there and slip them beside it in that mortise.
Oh, yeah.
And they could take a panel out of there, take them out, and you could drive through there. And then you could put them back. Any panel on them fence like that.
Huh.
Yeah. And, now, I can think about fixing a gap like that, but I'm talking about string the fence. And I've seen them somewhere down there, this old kind of green-looking moss had been there so long, maybe 30 or 40 years, you know. And, of course, I don't think you'd find nothing like that today, but that's been 60 years ago I'm talking about, you see. But
yes,
there was rice marvet there then.